Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Welcome back. Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. Yes, I'm back. It's been a long time. This is your lady, hashtag SparkLimpy. Sparkle speaks. This is where you express yourself freely with no censorship. You just say what's on your mind and talk about what's going on in life or current events or whatever you feel like you need to get off your chest. Today is Wednesday, May 22nd, 2019. We have a few topics here for you today. We're going to talk about the benefits of fasting, the health benefits of fasting. Ramadan Kareem, too, it applies to. It's also Wealth Wednesday. Do remember that my name is Olayemi, which means wealth, and Yoruba. And on this Wednesday, we're also going to be talking about social media usages, the negative and the positive, the good and the bad about social media use. Also, we're going to cover the controversial topic that's been circulating on social media lately and all around the news. All around is abortions and miscarriage. And we're also going to be talking about voting. Do you agree or disagree with voting? Does it matter? Do you think your vote counts? I'll be back in just 1 minute. Stay here live with Sparkle. Thank you.
You back with your Lady Sparkle Live. Call in, ladies and gentlemen. You got 213-286-6737. The first thing I want to talk about today is social media. But first, before I go into social media and the uses, negative or positive, I want to say welcome back, everyone who has followed me and supported me in the past. That's 44,000 of you all and counting. Hopefully, I'll keep those numbers flowing. It's been a global, international flow, local flow too, mostly California, which I think is really weird. And the number that I was given today for you guys to call is actually a California area code, so that's also interesting. So I've been on a hiatus. You know, life has happened to me, but I feel real good to come back here.
I have to talk into the mic.
I feel real good to come back here and be in my zone, broadcasting live to people, places, and things, you know. So I've been on a hiatus. You know, life has happened to me. My children has happened to me. Everybody's 2 years older, 2 years wiser. And now I can do the show with peace. Like I told them what I was doing, and I don't have to worry about them knocking on the door saying, mommy, mommy, mommy. They're 2 years older now. Since the last broadcast, I graduated from college. I have my diploma in media marketing management. And as of 2 weeks ago, I am now a certified yoga instructor. So I'm really looking forward to the yoga part of my journey because I started out doing pretzel yoga, the traditional yoga where you bend, downward dog, and all that good stuff. However, I got a little older and realized that that's not the way. It's a little bit more painful. And that type of yoga is okay. I did that for 10 years off and on. Now I transition over to restorative yoga. Restorative yoga is what I would like to specialize in, or what I'm going to specialize in, because I feel like with restorative yoga, it has a lot of benefits to it. It's a little bit slower pace. You're focusing on yourself and your breath. You're being a little bit more in touch with yourself. So I chose restorative yoga over the traditional vinyasa and all the other names that I can't pronounce. So I just like this restorative yoga. It helps. It works better. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to launch with the restorative yoga in June. So anyone who's local, I'm live in the 315, here, ladies and gentlemen. So anyone who's listening and is local, feel free to, you know, stay tuned to my restorative yoga classes. That has happened to me. Certified yoga instructor, diploma in media marketing management, and I'm also back with my passion. It's a little bit warm in here, so bear with me. I'm in my room in my private space. Well, actually, the laundry room, but
we're going to share this space.
So I wanted to talk about social media today, both the positive and the negatives about it. You know, social media has a negative. Most people, when I talk to people who are elderly, younger, like, oh, what's your Facebook? Oh, I don't really mess with Facebook like that. Oh, I'm not really on it like that. And I'm like, why? And then they tell me a story. A lot of the times the story is attached to something negative, meaning they had a bad experience, whether they caught someone being unfaithful, or they probably most likely feel like they can't keep up. You know, you're watching your peers. Some people are buying homes. Some people have great jobs, and you feel like you can't match up to what they're posting. There's all different types of reason on why I felt like people expressed to me on why they feel like they're not that favorable on social media. And I want to say, someone who has went to school for media marketing management, it has a bad reputation. You do know that when you're on social media, you can actually filter out what you want to hear, what you want to see, and what you want to listen to. For example, if someone is posting things that just doesn't match your destiny or where you are right now in your life, then you can mute that person. You don't have to unfriend them. You don't have to block them. There are things to the right of you that you can do, go into your privacy settings, and you can actually screen what you're seeing from that person or other people or whatever, or you can just remove that person. So I encourage people to come on social media for a lot of reasons. The first reason is that you'll be able to teach someone something. You will also be able to learn something that you didn't know before, depending on what you're looking at. You control your content. It's not like you have to see whatever. If you don't like what you see, you can go into the settings and you can filter the things that you see to what you like to see. And you can mute someone. Also, social media is great for if you have a hobby, if you have a brand. Pinterest is good for hobbies. Or if you have a brand, or if you're starting a business, or if you would like to support someone else's business, social media gives you access to all of these things. So people that's running away from social media, I'm encouraging you to come back. You know, hook up with me or hook up with some people that I'm connected to. You know, on Twitter, I can do a little bit better with my activity. However, I have 500 and something steady, organic people who we support one another. It's always what I learned in marketing and what I find true in life as well. It is quality over quantity. It does not matter how many people are actually there. It's the value of the people that's there with you. What are these people posting about? What are they sharing? Is it what you like? If not, you can narrow all of those things down. I just don't like the social media reputation. You have to, you know, ask for the spirit of discernment and act accordingly. Also, for people who are in relationships, I understand social media can be a challenge. I didn't like it for that reason. If you're in a relationship, the person, they want to have your password, or you want to have them, you know, y'all want each other's password. I think that is so silly. I mean, don't get me wrong. If you have an open relationship and you trust each other, then go ahead. Go for it. Otherwise, I think we should just, you know, relax. It is social media. Remember, it is some type of entertainment. You can learn from it, and you can also teach. I just defend social media because I see exactly where it's going. When I was in my entrepreneurship class in school, we did a report. We had to do a report on the company. I chose Snapchat as a company, and when I saw where Snapchat was going, I decided on my own to create a campaign called the Moving Marketing Campaign, which pretty much is like you branding yourself as you go along, kind of like what I'm doing now. I'm providing live video as well as talking to you on this. I'm not going to stay on live too long because I'm trying to get you guys and redirect you here. So the call-in number on the radio is 213-286-6737. And right now we're talking about social media, the negative and positive. So that's 213-286-6737. 213-286-6737. I'm gonna be here a little bit more on this live, but I want you guys to, you know, come on over to Blog Talk and talk to me there so I can, you know, be less distracted from the camera and both the laptop. So this is my studio here. I'm ushering in from the laptop. And also about social media, if you guys wanted to create a show, or you know someone who has the ability to create a show, you think that they have the potential to be successful on a platform like this, send them my way. You know, I can help as much as I possibly can, inboxing and things like that. I just don't want people to have a negative outlook about social media. There's a good and bad about everything, right? But I feel like if it's done properly, you won't have any strife. So I don't have that much time already. All right, so now I wanted to move into voting. So I voted here at the local election here in Utica, and the outcome was not favorable for the person that I voted for, but the experience was good because I felt like voting, it doesn't even really matter. The whole system needs to be changed. For someone like myself, the Constitution, the United States Constitution, consider myself to be three-fifths of a human. That's disturbing. So if I'm three-fifths of a human, why would I go vote for a system that doesn't even consider me to be a whole human? I didn't really see the logic in voting with the facts. Then you have elders who are saying to me, oh, certainly, you know, your ancestors here in America, they were beaten, and they couldn't vote, it was against the law. So with that spirit, I did participate in voting. But we still need to examine the United States' current constitution and read it real good and realize that we don't have that many rights. When I say we, I'm talking about people with melanin. We don't have that many rights, and I feel like for all of these years, we voting, and it's always just the same outcome. It seems like nothing ever changes. It's like false promises, or even the politicians that take office, they get in office and they have the right enthusiasm, they have the right spirit, they have the right mindset, they have the right plan. However, the way things are set up, they'll realize that their hands are actually tied and there's not that much they can do. So you find yourself with people, what they call selling out or taking bribes and doing things of that nature. When I feel like, okay, I'm going to turn off this live. So the number is 213-286-6737. 213-286-6737 if you want to continue this conversation. Thanks for tuning in. I feel like with elected officials, they have the right mindset while going in, but they're influenced by their counterparts, people that are just not doing what they need to be doing for the people, so they end up taking bribes or they end up going with the flow and majority rules, and you know how that goes. So it's like any job or any place we work, we don't necessarily want to feel like the oddball. So I'm saying all that to say that I stopped voting. Well, I started back voting, but before that, I stopped voting 2 years ago, made 18 years, when George Bush cheated his way into the White House, not once, but twice. So I lost a lot of faith in the system. I lost a lot of faith in the process of voting. I couldn't wait till I was 18 to run out there and vote. And when I turned 18 and I voted, and then that happened, and then I'm like, no. And then someone asked me yesterday, like, didn't Obama motivate you to go back and vote? No, it didn't, because it was the presidency that the former president cheated his way in there twice, and it was so obvious, and it seemed like it fell on deaf ears. And also with the current president, it's like really hard to tell. So, you know, I kind of lost sight of it all and gave up on it. However, joining this local organization by the name of Citizen Action actually inspired me to pick up my voting right again and go ahead and vote. Because at minimum, what was described to me is that voting on a local level is really hard. Really, it's really a challenge to cheat or do anything misleading in a local election. So that's exactly why I went ahead and voted. And it's a local school board election. I have 3 children in the school district, so I decided to go take a vote. And that's my second year doing that. So we'll see. Like, come November, I'll see if I go into this presidential election again. I'm just afraid that my vote won't count. And I'm also afraid that the United States Constitution is considering me 3/5 of a human. I feel like the whole United States Constitution needs to be reformed and revised. Everything needs to be reformed and revised. A lot of these laws, a lot of this system, the way it's set up, don't get me wrong, I'm in Rome doing as the Romans do, or pay on to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. There's a lot of things attached to the society that we're a part of. However, sometimes it's just discouraging. Majority of us are a part of it. Majority of us seem like we're stuck. And we go to the polls hoping for a change, and the change seems good, and then not necessarily when things pan out, things remain the same. And it just gets discouraging. So I wish I had a caller here to tell me their view about voting. Do they agree or disagree? Do you even feel like voting helps? All right. So I have a caller here, but I don't know if the person wants to speak. I don't remember what do you have to press in order to tell me that you want to speak or not. So I'll leave you there listening. And so otherwise, the other topic that I wanted to speak about, well, you know what, before I go on to the next topic of the next two topics, which is abortion and miscarriage, may take longer than what I thought, and also the benefits of fasting, I'm going to take a brief break, and I'll be back in about 2 minutes. Stay tuned in to Sparkle Live. Thanks for listening. Be right back. Don't go anywhere. Yes, I'm back here. Welcome back. You're listening to Sparkle Live. It's been a while, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm back at it. You know how that can be. Life happens, like I've mentioned before. Right before the break, we were talking about voting, agree or disagree. I'm not sure who was listening in the queue, if they would like to chime in. Maybe you want to listen more, but let me know. I don't know how you will let me know, but I believe that the computer told you what you need to do if you did want to speak. So if you did want to weigh in on your opinion, you can, I don't know what button you have to press yet, forgive me. So the next topic I wanted to talk about, which is a little bit controversial, has been in the media a lot lately in the past few weeks, which is abortions and miscarriage. So I'm going to start off with miscarriage because I was reading something about people going to jail if they have a miscarriage, and I just think that's absolutely ridiculous. Like, how does someone go ahead and go to jail for having a miscarriage? A miscarriage is something you cannot control. It's extremely emotional as that. I had a miscarriage before, and those things are not fun. It does a psychological number to certain people. Certain individuals can bounce back from it like nothing happened, but it took me for a whim. I think I was mourning that miscarriage for about 3 years. So I can't even imagine having to go to jail over something I can't control, like not carrying a baby. On the other end of that, I can say that I had a few abortions. I'm too embarrassed to say how many that I had because I actually regret every single last one that I had. Oh, excuse me. So it is a little controversial because abortions, people feel like, oh, you know, it shouldn't be illegal. You could be able to do whatever you want to your body. But I can speak for myself and say that if abortions were illegal when I had them, it could have saved me a lot of heartache. And sometimes when I feel like I see spirits, I feel like it's one of my babies that I aborted. It's just a whole lot of psychological damage that comes with abortions. At the time, I was in my younger 20s, and I thought I wasn't ready. Now I'm in my later 30s. I'm 38 now today. And I feel like if I had those babies, maybe my life would have been different or things like that. Who knows? And I also feel like the number of abortions that I had actually contributed to my miscarriage. I cannot say anything about should people have abortions or not. I can only speak on my experiences, and I can also say that I do wish that abortions were illegal at the time that I had my abortion. That's me, though. And I wouldn't know how anybody else that's listening feels about abortions being illegal. Don't get me wrong. I get what people are saying about, oh, what if the female was raped? Well, another controversial topic is that I was reading an article maybe about 5 years back about pregnancy during rape. There's actually a hormone that I don't know the name of right now. I'll supply that later. It's a hormone that, like adrenaline that runs through a female while she's being raped. So if she's being raped and she doesn't like it, meaning she just wants it to end, get off of me, there's a hormone that could be released to actually block. And there's something that we sense in our body that actually blocks you from getting pregnant. Don't chew my head off, ladies and gentlemen. Just know that this article exists. It was a doctor who did a whole lot of studies about this, saying that if a lady gets pregnant during rape, it's because it was a pleasure at a point. Her body was open to get pregnant. I don't know. Like, who knows? But all I do know is that for me, I do wish that abortions were illegal at the time that I did have one. But for someone to say, it's very scary because what can happen, like when I grew up, my mom, she was telling me about people back in the days, they used to have abortions with like a metal hanger, and I think that is extremely dangerous. A lot can go wrong. People can hemorrhage that way too. You know, those are unsafe. So it goes both ways. I would really like to hear someone else's opinion about do they think abortion should be legal or not. And I don't know. It just seems like, it doesn't seem like, for a fact, that abortion clinics like Planned Parenthood are strategically located in inner cities where a lot of Latinos and melanated people live. And the statistics to this day show that more African-American people have abortions than any other culture or any other
ethnicity group of people, and I find that very disturbing. So I don't know if there's a conspiracy there, but it sure sounds like one. Because if you go to the suburban areas or areas where it's predominantly white, you don't see a lot of Planned Parenthood. You don't see a lot of abortion clinics. Or if they are, they're not so close to where the population is. It's mostly in the inner cities or cities where the population is very heavily mixed with people of color. So that's it's a little controversial. But I do wish, Sparkle does wish, because of the psychological effects after 10 years later, 15 years later, that abortions were illegal, or if it wasn't illegal, that you have to go to some extreme counseling before you do it and make sure that they offer other options like adoption or tell you, you know. Okay, so we're only 90 seconds left. That was fast. So I'm going to start with that abortion talk because I don't want to lose anyone. I'm going to go ahead because I have a few seconds left on this call and share with the Wealth Wisdom well on this Wednesday about the benefits of fasting. The 10 health benefits of fasting. The first benefit is, this is from wonderlist.com. Fasting promotes detoxification. The act of fasting promotes detoxification since fat is burned and toxins are released. As the body breaks down its fat reserves, it mobilizes and eliminates stored toxins. Number two, fasting improves insulin sensitivity, which is a very big deal. When your cells are tickled by the effect of insulin, they do a much better job modulating your blood sugar levels after meals. And this makes life a lot easier for you and your poor old pancreas. Three, fasting resets and rests your digestive system. During fasting, the digestive organs take a rest. Fasting gives the digestive system a much-needed rest. After fasting, both digestion and elimination are invigorated. Four, fasting boosts immunity. If one is careful not to break their fast with an abnormal amount of food, fruits containing vitamins A and E, which boost immunity, could take care of their balanced diets in between fasts. If this is to take place, fruit should be eaten a lot while breaking the fast. I'm fasting now, and I usually break the fast with dates. Number five, fasting corrects high blood pressure. Fasting corrects high blood pressure without drugs. Fasting would normalize blood pressure in the vast majority of cases. The blood pressure will remain low after the fast if the person follows a health-supporting diet and lifestyle. Number six, this is the health benefits of fasting. Fasting may help to overcome addiction. Fasting makes it easier to overcome bad habits and addictions. Many people have overcome tobacco and alcohol addiction by fasting, and even drug addiction. Fasting rapidly dissipates the craving for nicotine, alcohol, caffeine, and other drugs. Number seven, fasting promotes weight loss. Fasting initiates rapid weight loss with little or no hunger. It reduces the store of fat in the body. However, fasting is not a good weight loss strategy. Reducing fat and sugar intake and increasing fruits and rest are better measures to achieve weight reduction. Number eight, fasting resolves inflammatory response. Some studies show that fasting triggers resolution of inflammatory diseases and allergies. Examples of such being arthritis and skin diseases such as psoriasis. Show experts even suggest that fasting can magically heal the inflammatory bowel diseases such as ulcerative colitis. Number nine, fasting promotes healthy diet. Fasting is the perfect gateway to a healthy diet and lifestyle. Going on a fast gives you the motivation and enthusiasm to make a fresh start. It has been observed that fasting reduces cravings for processed food. It promotes desires for natural food, especially water and fruits. 10. Fasting clears the skin and whitens the eyes.
It is common to see skin eruptions clear while fasting, and the whites of eyes never look so clear and bright as they do while fasting. So those are the 10 incredible benefits, well, 10 health benefits of fasting. Again, that's from wonderlist.com. And this is the end of this segment. Thank you for having me. It's been 30 minutes, and those 30 minutes went by so fast. And this is your lady, hashtag. Well, first, before I go, let me see something. 898.
Hey, I need to do Apple Care, whatever. And that way, eventually, they'll basically do that for you. You know.
Are you there?
Yes.
Hi. Oh, okay. Hi,
sorry.
Welcome.
Thank you.
I
saw you were talking about the social media and the voting. Okay. I'm going to make this quick as possible. Now, the voting system is one of the most highly decorated things in U.S. history. Now, the voting polls, which basically constitute back to the early days, I understand that the voting system, they say it's rigged, they say it's fixed. I look at it as if someone or something is tampering with the poll. And I also look at to seeing what is happening so fast, you know, with the president saying that the polls, the media, social media, those things are happening too fast. But I also look at that what you're saying to the media is getting to the point where, well, this president is unfit because of social media, or people are unfit to what they see on social media. I, on the other hand, I look at social media as where you could put up whatever you want, as long as you provide by the policy of the FCC. You know, people who put animals or gays or something like cars or anything like that. But I look at social media now where it's controversial, you know. But, you know, people should be able to say, hey, I'm going to put this or that, you know. And then they have the voting polls also. So the voting polls, as I was mentioning at the beginning of the conversation, is that the polls are actually tampered. Like, they just caught a man recently in Georgia for tampering with the voting poll. And he was just arrested recently, 2-3 years ago. Now, he was charged with, I forgot what they call it in Georgia. There's a crime in that department. Now, so I look at the voting polls and the media, and what the president is referring to is that social media should be able where you to be able to talk about what you feel and is on your mind, you know. And you know, with the NSA back in the 1960s, from 1969, I look at it as if where everyone should be able to go on social media to basically talk about what they feel. You know, nobody wants to hear about the wars. We know that's happening. Nobody wants to hear about the shootings. We know that's happening. We want to hear about the things that go on not only in the community but throughout the world. You know, the positive things. Yes, there are some things that are negative on social media, which we shouldn't put up. No, I look at social media as a controversial thing, you know. That's what I'm feeling about the social media. What the president was talking about, when he talked about basically the freedom of speech of the Constitution, which was written in the early days, of 1975, not 1976. But it's 75, actually, the exact original year. But I feel that we should, if we want to say what we want on the social media, have at it. You know, no one should be able to shut out. No one should be able to, like, they did it to Alex Jones, they did it to Mark Finn, they did it to everybody because they don't want anybody talking about these things. You know, that's the whole thing with coming from me. You know, people put stuff up on social media about this, that, and third, you know, controversial things. And, but I still look at social media where you should be able to express how you feel. You know, I understand they take things out of control about what they say or what they look at. You know, that's what we should be able to be allowed to talk about what we feel on social media. You know, if I'm not mistaken correctly, the First Amendment said we have freedom of speech. That's the number one thing. But they don't want us or anyone talking about it. You understand where I'm coming from, correct?
That's correct. I'm listening.
Okay, so what I'm saying is that even if the president refers to the social media thing, and he's not only talking about what people say on social media, it's what he's referring to. It's not because if he says the media is phony, yes, he's correct. Because the media would never get the story right. And even if the president goes on the his Twitter account, people are going to say, oh, he's out of control. No, what he said is he's referring to what is happening in the world and according to what he is seeing as the president. And even Obama has done the exact same thing. And even Hillary has done the same thing and so forth on. I say, if you're going to be able to people, then you have the right to say what you want. Because there are those who call, I'm going to say, those who call the elite. The elite don't want you talking about anything on social media. They don't want you doing it because they're afraid because they're going to be exposed. They're going to be, they're like, oh my God, it shouldn't do that. Like, they did it to Alex Jones. Not as saying he's banned from Facebook and all these companies, all these social sites, and he's been pulled up. Hold on. What happened? Go to the Apple store. Okay. Anyway, you have my phone number. Give me a call, okay? So anyway, so I was saying, like, what you do is, I mean, oh, not you, but so basically I'm referring to, I think the president is onto something about the social media. He's going to confront the Democrats and going to basically confront them and say, how can you sit there and deny people because of social media? Do you follow what I'm getting at?
Yeah, so do you think that social media is a positive or negative thing?
I'm going to say this. I think it's one of the most interesting things. I don't know. I can't say how negative and positive it is, but there are some things that people shouldn't say or shouldn't do on social media. You know, like, you know, whatever you put up on social media, okay, you might want to watch what you say. Okay, that's the whole thing about it. If you want to put something up on social media, cool, have at it. You know, it shouldn't stop you from putting up a video. If you want to put up a video, fine. Okay, cool, not a problem. But my whole main thing is I look at social media. There are some things that are offensive to people, and then there are those that are not. You know, if you put up a car accident, for instance, right? And someone puts it up on social media, and they go, oh, this car here was hit by another vehicle. And one thing leads to another. People take it to an offense. And so they go, oh, my God, why are they doing this on social media? Why are they putting this up? And other people respond to it like it's a bit of a tragedy. It's sad. It's angry, you know, that type of thing. That's what I see with social media. It's not because if it's a negative thing, okay, that means people cannot handle the truth. They can't handle reality of what's put up on social media. You know, that's coming from me. I don't know about anyone else, but I will tell you this. With the social media and the voting polls, which basically has the thing to where you're allowed to go on this site and do this, that, this. Now, but I feel like social media shouldn't be where you're allowed to put this up on the internet, or you're not allowed to say this on the internet. And I look at it as if it's controversial to me. But I don't know about the other people, you know, and then looking at the Democrats going out there, the president right now, and saying, oh, he said this, or he said that, or she mentioned this, you know? But what I think from social media with the, let's do this, let's do this, Sparkle, let's do this. If you know I'm going to do this. I guess that you would expect it. We could go into the Hillary Clinton email file. Okay, like we could. I told you. I'm going to open up the floodgate. And when I say I'm going to do it, sister, watch me. Now, the Clinton emails, no one's talked about it. No one's said anything. No one's mentioned it because you know why? The Democrats are protecting the Clinton Foundation. They are protecting them, literally. They're protecting them. Nobody can touch them. But see, the main thing is you need to be able to say, well, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't say that, because this is wrong. But we live in a country where we're being torn apart. You know, we're being